Rashi Sdemar says, Letame Mishkaf Tachtoin, to give the man the tumah of a Mishkaf Tachtoin. Letame Mishkaf Tachtoin, Kelyon. Like the Mishkaf of a Tachtoin, like the Yelyon. So Rashi says it means like this. She'oisa Boyalo, that this man that lives with this girl when she's a Nida, so a Nida she's Tame, she makes the man also Moshe of a Mishkaf, she gives this man the tumah Moshe of a Mishkaf. That means that filu esa mutsois, even if there are 10 cloths between you, still it's matama. No, that's the law for tumas moshe mishkav. If you're lying on top of a bed or anything you're lying on top of, even though there are 10 sheets in between, still you're matama whatever's underneath you. That's tumas moshe of a mishkav, what you're lying on. Abu Rashi says loneliest avatuma, but the girl now does not make this man to an avatuma. Letama Adam v'kelim, to say that if this man now touches another man, touches kelim, they should become tummy. Kemishkav shal nida atzma, like the loch of a mishkav of a nida herself. Ela rather letama oichlim, she only makes these things for tumas oichlim amashkin. That means kel yoynoi shal zav, like somebody that's on top of a zav. That's the loch, whoever's on top of a zav has a tumah, like a rishon tumah. That tumah can be tama oichlim amashkin. See also, the man that lives with this girl, he only becomes like a Rishon L'tumah to Matam Eichlin Amashkin, but he's not called an Avatumah to Matam other people. So that's this Gemara here. So I call upon her if she's a Nida after she's 3 years old, so now if someone lives with her, it's called a Diya with a Nida, so he becomes Tummy now, L'tame Nishkav Tachtoin Kelyun. Whoever's underneath her has the Tumah like somebody that's on top of herself. The Yenisa is Lekayim, if she gets married to a Kayim, or Echelas Petruma, she's Ladi Truma. So Rashi says, Kasakla Dat, I would have thought to say, Shenichnas Lechupa, the Havmin here is, that she made Nisuyin, is Echelas Petruma. Avabchusum ibat Gilmushon, main Chupasum, Echelas Ahoyo, Vien Vyasabia. That's the Kiddush here. But if the girl is less than 3 years old, even though she could be married Midi Yeraisa, if her father's alive, her father can marry her off. But later, the husband cannot make nisuyin. You cannot make a chuppah with her. Because yikah chuppah is sarach via, and since she's not fit to have via, she's not fit to have nisuyin. So therefore it says here, but once she's 3 years old, now, if the kayin makes nisuyin with her, she can eat truma. And v'yim bo'ale echad mikol haroya shebatera, mumsam ayada. If any one of the other erevos, not even if she's not married yet, but let's say her brother now lives with her, let's say her father lives with her now, so they're chayiv misa because of her. As once the girl is 3 years old, her body like is fit to have bia, and if one of the Arabs, one of the people that are also lives with her, they're chayiv misa because of that. V'petura, but Avada, she's pata, because she's a katana, she's not a barenshin. V'yimbole echad min atzulim, apostle min akuna. Let's say a guy lives with her, so he makes her into apostle lakuna, she can't get married to a kohen. So what does it say here? Katani learned over here Bia. We say here first that she could get married through Bia. Well, Katani nisays, and then we say that she makes the mice nisuyin. So the Khur, you see, even after you marry with Bia, still you have to make nisuyin. You have to make a chuppah to make nisuyin. So Mor says, maybe no. Hochi kama. Here's what the Braisa needs to say. E yahani nisuyin the kayaninu, I chelas petruma. If that Bia like was done through a kayin, so true, the first bia makes nisuyin. We're just saying, if that was a bia from a kayin, so now the kayin has nisuyin with them, therefore she can eat truma. So again, it won't be any proof one way or the other whether bia makes only kedushin, or does the first bia even make nisuyin also. Toshima, come in there, bring another proof. It says, Ukva sholach Yochanan ben Bagbag, Eitzo Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, that Yochanan ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira l'netziva, that he was in netziva, saying like this, Shamati Alecha, heard about you, Sha'atoyma, that you say, Arus Abbas Yisrael, if Abbas Yisrael, the daughter of Yisrael, got married to a kohen, only through Erisin, the only make Kedushin, they did not make Nisuyin yet, you say, Achelos Petruma, she's allowed to eat Truma. And with Yeraisa, that's true. With Yeraisa, the Torah says, the Kinyan Kasvoy, when the kohen acquires something, like marrying his wife, then his wife can also eat truma because of him, even though she's a Bat Yisrael. So I heard over you say that even though she only has erisin, it's true that she's allowed to eat truma. So Shochulay sent back to him, Like, do you disagree with this? You don't say it like this. Mukhkani b'chor sha'atabaki b'chadra Torah. Like, Amukhsag, I understand that you're a person, a great Talmud Chacham, you're a baki, you know all different parts of the Torah, b'chadra Torah. And Lidrus b'chal v'chayma, that you yourself also know how to make this drosha of a kal v'chayma. And I'll explain it to you. That to a kal v'chayma, that we say, avada narusa kuri truma. Yeah, alright, turn over. And the kal v'chayma is like this. Iyat yedeya uma shivcha kananis. Madach if you own a shivcha kananis. The locker is shein biyasa machilasa betruma. That if you just have beer with her, you're not koina. Or shivcha kanan, she can't eat truma. Kaspa machilasa betruma. But if you buy her with kesef, or shivcha kanan, then she is allowed to eat truma. But the pasuk says this siv. Kinyin kaspa hu yoicha boy. Then he kinyin kaspa that the husband that the koin owns. He can let her eat truma. Yeah. Now, but the Kohen just lives with a Shivcha Kenanis. That means nothing. The Kenyan alone, that's no Kenyan, therefore she can't eat Truma. So by Shivcha Kenanis, Biyah means nothing, but through Kesev, she could eat Truma. So if so, Zu, if you marry your wife, Zu should be your Samichalos of a Truma. Then Rashi says, the Havminer is, the Biyah and the Suyin. And the Havminer means to say is if you make Biyah with your wife, so that alone makes nisuyin right away. So when you make biya with your wife, that biya lets your wife eat truma. If you're a kayin, is ainu din, isn't it a svara, shekaspa machilasa betruma? That if you make kedushin with your wife just through kesef, she should also be able to eat truma. That's his kal v'chayma. Madach, when the kayin takes the shivcha kananis and lives with her, it means nothing. It's not his kinyan. She can't eat truma. But when he buys us with money, money lets her eat truma. Since so, when a kayin marries his wife through bia, that the Havamina is now that bia makes nisuyin, that for sure she's able to eat truma through the nisuyin, isn't it for sure, kal v'chayma, that if you only marry your wife through kinyan kesef to make a kedushin, that's for sure also she should be able to eat truma. Avu ma esam, but what can I do? Sherayomru chachomin, as even though this kal v'chayma is a sforim in the Yiraisa to say, that a Kayin's wife and Arusa could eat Truma, but the Rabbanan, though she can't. Like, what can I do that the Rabbanan already said, Ein Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelos B'Truma. No, when Arusa Bas Yisrael, the Loch is, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Achi Dekonis B'Chupa. Until they have a Chupa. That's what they say. It's only with the Rabbanan, though, but with the Raisa, though, she is allowed to eat Truma. Now, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about over here? What kind of Kavu Chayma did he make? Hechi Dami. If we're talking about now a bia, which is through chupa, which means a bia, la'acha chupa, so, of a kesef, shayidei chupa, in the same thing you want to say kesef also through a chupa, so, but tavayu meich lo'ochlo, havad in both cases, she could eat. Like, what are you saying, one more than the other? So Rashi says, like, hey, kedama di'al of kesef me bia, in name of bia, Shaliyaka chupa v'yalev mine kesef. Shechnisa achakach l'chupa, that in the case where you made kesef kedushin, and then you took her into a chupa, that she could eat truma, skumarias avada, what's the chiddush? In both cases, you made nisuyin. That's the pasuk mid Yiraisa, everybody knows that. That if you marry your wife, she's allowed to eat truma. So only a question is, an arusa enough, or do you have to have nisuyin? But if you tell me that we're talking about that you made kesef kedushin and then you made a chuppah with her, pshita she could eat truma. For that alone, we don't need a kal v'chayma. V'yela, so rather, doesn't the kal v'chayma mean like this? V'yela b'biya shayidei chuppah. B'biya means that they made, Rashi says, because yalav minay kesef shayidei chuppah. That b'biya was with the chuppah, but for kesef, the kinyan kesef, you mean shayidei chuppah. So how can you learn that one from the other then? How can you learn that one from the other? If you want to tell me by bia means that you make a chuppah afterwards, that's why she can eat truma. So how could you learn out the kinyan kesef by itself that only makes kedushin? So how could you learn out one from the other? So Ella, isn't he talking about like this? Ella lav bia shloy ayde chuppah. The kal v'chaymer is when the kohen married his wife with just bia. He didn't make chuppah. He only made bi, he only lived with her. And now we want to have a kavachayma to the kesev shloi aydei chuppah. That the same halacha should be when the kohen marries his wife by kesef. That just like when the kohen marries his wife through bia, you're telling me now that she's allowed to eat truma. So the same halacha should be with the kal v'chaima. If he marries his wife through kesef, she should be able to eat a truma. So the question is, how do we know this? How do we know that through bia alone she could eat truma? See, Yarmud, if you're going to tell me, Dishleima, that Nisuya Naisa, if you're going to tell me very good that the halacha is, when the Kohen first makes Bia with his wife, when he marries her through Bia, the halacha of Bia is not only Kedushin, but it also makes Nisuya right away, Nisuya Naisa, so Mishamachi, therefore it's very good wife Shitalei. That's why he says for sure that in the case when the Kohen marries his wife through Bia, she is allowed to eat Truma. That's why he knows in Sora that Avada Bia is stronger than Kesef. Because Bia does not only make Kedushin, Bia even makes Nesuyin. So therefore he has the Kal V'chaima. Maduch Bia, that for sure lets his wife eat Truma. And still Bia is not Koina by Shivcha Kananis. So Kenyan Kesef, which is Koina by Shivcha Kananis, for sure should let his wife also eat Truma. But Eli Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Eli Yamrit, Kedushin, I saw that no Bia only makes Kedushin and not more. Maishin ochad if Shitalei, or Maishin ochad if Masavkalei. If Bia only makes Kedushin, so if you tell me now Kedushin, she can eat Truma, so why do you say more about Bia than about Kesef? They're both the exact same Madrega. They both only make Kedushin, so what do you need a Kabbal Chayma for? Just like Bia only makes Kedushin and she can eat, so in Svara without a Kabbal Chayma, who are than Kesef also? Like, why is Bia any better than Kesef? So this should be a proof that Bia even makes Nisuyin. Tomorrow says no. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak, Liyolam really, Emloch, I'll tell you, the Bia Shayde Chupa. We're talking about here that true, they made a Bia and then they made a Chupa. But the Kesev Shloya De Chupa. They make it a Kavachayma now, so if you stop marrying your wife through Kesev, she also eats Truma. Ah, you the Karma, that did you ask if so, how could you make a Kavachayma? Hochetarti, you know why by Bia she didn't eat Truma? Because she have two things, she have Bia and you have Chupa. Here you only have one thing, you only have kesef. So Gemara says, Kal v'chaima miyu isa. But even so, I can look at Kal v'chaima. The Kal v'chaima is that Madlich kesef by itself is koina by a shivcha kananis that she's lari truma. So if so, if by kedushin, that bia does something, even though bia needs nesuyin also, but since bia does something, for sure, kesef by itself should also enable her to eat truma. That's all the Kal v'chaima. V'achi sholcha, this is the way he sent to him. V'mah shivcha kananis, shein biyasa mechalasa b'truma. If the kohen lives with the shivcha kananis, it means nothing. That's not a kinyas letter truma. Afilu ayidei chupa. Even if he makes a chupa with her also, but that means nothing. You can't marry a shivcha kananis. Still kaspa machilasa b'loi chupa if you buy a shivcha kananis with money, even without a chupa. She's allowed to eat truma if so zu your own wife. She'll be yosa mechalosa mitruma de chupa. In the case when you make a kinyan kedushin with your wife through bia, and then you make a chupa, for sure she can eat truma. Is there no din? Is there no svara? She kaspo mechalosa mitruma v'le chupa. That if you start marrying your wife with a kinyan kedushin of money alone, that should also enable her to eat truma. But that's all the svara with the uraisa. But he ended off. So what can I do? With the rabbanon say, and the reason is mishum deula, because of ula's gezera that we had before. Shem yimazgo loy kois beisaviyah v'tishka. That maybe she'll feed her father and her brother with the truma. And now the Gemara says, "Ubeng bag." What does Ben Begbag argue? Kabe shivcha kananas l'shay b'kinyana. Buy a shivcha when you buy, even though through money you don't leave over anything. But thereby your wife, since you only make kedushin, not nesuin, is called a she leaving over, therefore she cannot eat truma yet. You're kind of completely. But hocha, here we only make bia with your wife, or kedushin with your wife, I tell you, shayib kinyana, you didn't make a complete kinyan yet. You didn't make nesuin yet. So she's not yours completely, maybe that's why she cannot eat truma. Because he owes the kavachim is no good. Ravina says, no, I tell you, midiraisim if shafitalei. I tell you, midiraisa could be everybody agrees, the yochla, that avadi, your wife, even though we have to kedushin alone, should be able to eat truma. It's only a shalom the rabbonins.
This is what he sent him. Shemat Yelech heard about you. Shah Toima, that you say, Arus Rabbas Yisrael Lechalas Betruma. That even with Rabbanan you say, if a Kayin marries his wife with Kedushin alone, she's Lari Truma. But Lechiyash to the Sinfon, you're not afraid that maybe later the husband will find a mum upon his wife when they have Bia later, and I'll have Charotla via Mekach Tois, and like the Kedushin will be Botol, and then the Truma Sheikh was Bisa. You're not afraid about that. Sholokle said back to him, the Yat and you, Yat, I'm the king, don't you say like this? I know about you. Shatoboki the Khad Ritori, a big time chokham. Literally the Kabakham, you can make a Kabakhima. He asked you there, don't you know a Mashik with Kananis? Shame Biyos Mechlos of a Truma, Kasim Mechlos of a Truma. For Lech Hashimla Simfon, you see when you buy a ship with Kananis, even though you just buy it with money, we're not afraid to say maybe later you'll find a tremendous mum, some a blemish in a body, that you'll have Kharati, your border should be a maker's toys. So zoo here by your wife. And shouldn't be afraid of this svarim. Maybe we should have a bal mum. But my answer, what can I do? No, Arus is about to lay no chalas betruma.